Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on this cool, rainy Friday afternoon here. Just the start of Memorial Day weekend, and I hope you're staying dry wherever you are. We did need the rain, though. I mean, a lot of times people complain about the rain, but if you're trying to get a garden started or you're a farmer and you're trying to plant something, sometimes you complain because there's not enough rain. And so we certainly hope that you're getting the rain that you need, whether it's your garden or your fields or whatever here today. But in the meantime, I hope you'll also stick with us here this afternoon. Like I said, be on until 2 o'clock, and appreciate hearing from Pastor Lutz before and had the opportunity to fill in for him last week. He is going to be filling in for me next week from today. I have some things that I have to do, so he'll be filling in for me during this time slot as well. I encourage you to listen to him at 1 o'clock and then again at 1:30, where he'll be, or Pastor Lutz will be filling in for me next week. We hope to have some guests coming up here in the coming weeks, in the next month or so, coming up, some different topics that we want to get into. So hopefully we'll be doing that as well. Then stay tuned at 2 o'clock. You'll have Pastor Andy Rusnacko be on, and always a good message there from Pastor Rusnacko. And, of course, Pastor Lutz, pastor of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio. Pastor Rusnacko is pastor of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, out on the east side. And then we're down south in Summit County at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. We'll have more information on that at the end of the program, and you can certainly check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can find out more about us there, and you can also listen to some past programs there, and there's a number of other things that you can listen to and watch and look at and read if you go to livewithpastoral.com. Also want to be want to invite you to visit our Friday night Bible study. That will be tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, where we meet. Our church does not have a building. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express every Sunday and every Friday night as well. And we will be there tonight at 7 o'clock. And we have an informal Bible study where you bring questions and we talk about, take your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, much like we do on our Sunday night radio program. Of course, we're here, if you're not aware, every Sunday night, 11 o'clock until midnight. And we have our open telephones at that time. And I'll go ahead and give out the telephone number today, too. We can do that even this afternoon. We have a toll-free number, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, love to hear from you. But let's go ahead and open our program here today with word of prayer. We'll go ahead and do that. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Father, just pray you bless, use the program today for your glory. Help us be an encouragement to somebody today. Help us appoint somebody that's searching to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Just want to share something. It looks like we got somebody calling in actually right now, but I want to share a verse with you. Of course, this is Memorial Day weekend coming up. And of course, we have, there's several holidays that we have that are associated with the military. And I like to point this out around Memorial Day in different times, because everybody thinks of Memorial Day weekend as just like another Veterans Day. But we have in May 15th, it was Armed Forces Day, and the best way I heard it put is that May 15th, Armed Forces Day, is a day for those who are in uniform, and then Veterans Day in the fall, November 11th, is a day for those who are out of uniform. And then, of course, Memorial Day, last Monday in May, is a day for those who are never able to take off their uniform, meaning they died in service to their country. And so let me just share a verse with you here, and then we're going to get to our caller here this afternoon. But the Bible says, Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And just something to think about as we head into Memorial Day weekend. And just to let me make one comment with that. Greater love hath no man than this, but God has a greater love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But we also know that Jesus Christ had greater love than that. Romans 5, verses 7 and 8 said, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And so greater love than the love that's talked about in John 15. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We've got Terry calling in with a question here this afternoon. Terry, welcome to the program today.
How are you, Pastor Al?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Good afternoon.
Yes, yeah. And, oh, I have to point out, in a couple of weeks, I'm hoping to actually have a guest on who's going to be calling in from Canada. So,
oh, we're
so, We'll see how that works out. So before I say too much more, so but welcome to the program. What's your question for us here today, Terry?
Actually, I thought I'd bring up John chapter 10. Like the whole chapter is talking about the, you know, my sheep hear my voice and I lead them and
right
and you know starting in chapter you know whole chapter like. You know, very I say that he that enters not by the door but the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the potter opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and they call us his own by name, and leadeth them out. And mm-hmm. when he puts them forth, his own sheep, he goes forth before them. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You know, like the sheep hear the voice of the Lord, but the stranger doesn't.
Right.
You know, like the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, he said he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Yeah, and that's a promise, you know, because the Bible tells us that God cannot lie. He's not like a man. He cannot lie. That's not in God's makeup. God is truth. Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me." But he described himself as truth. And elsewhere, others observe that he's full of grace and truth. So if Jesus is truth, he cannot tell a lie. So what you just said there, Terry, absolutely has to be true, right? He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah, in verse 9, it says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. And mm-hmm. shall go in and out and find pasture." The reason why I'm mentioning this is because of those that keep on saying that you can lose your salvation, which is frustrating anyway when they say that, because the scripture says clearly that, you know, he enters in shall be saved.
Well, and that's a very good point, Terry, and I know that Pastor Lutz was talking about this a bit in the last half hour, this idea that's out there in some circles, the idea that you can lose your salvation. And there's various ways that people frame that thought, but all of it comes afoul of what Jesus said here. Not only did he save us, but he says a little further down here in chapter 10, verse 28, where he says, "I give unto them eternal life." And of course, eternal means what? It's without end, right?
Right.
And this is what I always pose to people. And let me actually state something else before I get into the discussion there too much further. There's a false dichotomy that exists that people think you have to be toward one or the other end of a spectrum ranging from the Arminian position on one side that basically elevates man's will above that of God's, and that not only can you choose to be saved, but you can choose to not be saved or somehow cause yourself not to be saved, which ultimately makes salvation dependent on you. And I'll explain that a little bit more in just a moment. And then the other end, people think you have to be a Calvinist, which means that God created certain people to be saved and certain people not to be saved. And if you're created to be saved, you will get saved and you will be eternally secure because that's what God created you to be. And it's a false dichotomy because the biblical position, if you envision a triangle rather than a straight line, and you look at the biblical position being at the top, and as you drop down and towards one of the other two positions, you're dropping into human error. Calvin was a man, a young man, trained by the Roman Catholic Church in as an attorney, basically, in law. And as a young man, he tried to sort out and understand things that were difficult. And so he came up with a system based on some Catholic teachings and some other teachings, non-biblical teachings, that produced the Calvinistic position that ultimately says God created some to be saved and some not to be saved. And then, of course, the reaction of that, again, was the Arminian position, where you can essentially lose your salvation. But see, the Calvinist position does have an element of truth in it, and that's that once saved, if you're truly saved, you cannot become unsaved, because then you would be lost. And according to some passages that people who believe you can lose your salvation use, they ignore that the same passages teach that you could never be saved again if you were able to lose your salvation. And then the Arminians, of course, they have some truth in their position. Their false teaching is that you can lose your salvation. The truth that they have in their teaching is that you can choose to be saved. God doesn't force you to get saved. It's up to you. It's your will as to whether or not you have to freely choose to put your faith in Christ as your Lord and Savior. God won't force you. See, the Calvinist says, God made you that way, you have no choice. So the Arminian position has an element of truth in that, you know, you choose to be saved. Anybody can be saved, but their false teaching is that once you're saved, they teach you can lose it. But the Bible says you have eternal life. Jesus says you have eternal life, which means you can, it's without end, right?
Yeah, it says you'll never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of his hand.
Exactly. And when you never. Just look at the simple language that Jesus is using here, this is not complex. God knows the beginning from the end. If Jesus knew that you would receive salvation today and 10 years from now you'd lose your salvation for whatever reason, then he would know that you didn't have eternal life. You only had the potential of eternal life. And that's not what he says. And even if he was implying the potential for eternal life, what you just read there, where he continues and says, and they shall never perish, then that would be a flat-out lie. If Jesus knew that you were going to only have the potential for eternal life, and after a few years you would lose it, he would know you're going to perish. And so his second statement there would be a flat-out lie.
Right.
And, you know, we know Jesus as God in the flesh cannot lie.
And he says that no man, absolutely no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand.
Right. And that's a very good point, too, because not only does he say that when he saved us, he gave us eternal life, which is life without end. And of course, you know, this body will come to an end. This body will be changed one day into a resurrected body. This corruptible puts on incorruption. This mortal puts on immortality, and we will live forever with the Lord. And that's our eternal life. That's a promise. And then we'll never perish, which means quite clearly we'll never lose that eternal life. And I've heard people say, well, no man means that there's nobody that can cause you to lose your salvation, but you yourself can make the determination not to be saved. And I've heard variations on this. I heard one person say one time that, well, I was saved and I chose not to be saved anymore. And then I heard somebody else one time saying that, well, you do enough sins, and if you refuse to get your heart right with God, then you will cause yourself to lose your salvation. God will make you a castaway, where they're playing on where Paul said that he didn't want to be a castaway, and he's not talking about salvation there. He's talking about reward and for his good works. So,
if we could lose our salvation too, if we could lose our salvation, how many sins would it take?
Well, exactly. I've asked the people that. I had a friend when I was in the Air Force who believed you could lose your salvation. I used to ask him, well, how many sins does it take? I mean, is it one? You know, just one little one, or has it got to be a big one? And his basic answer was, well, it has to be a sufficient number of them. You reach a sufficient point. And it's like the tipping point.
Like the Catholics would say, venial sins.
Yeah, versus mortal or something. And all that is another false assumption. They're looking at salvation being like a rope holding you up. And what happens is you sin a little bit and some of the strands on the rope break, and you sin a little more and some more strands break until eventually you reach a point where the rope breaks completely and you drop into the abyss. But in reality, salvation is more like a chain, and all you have to do is break one link and the chain fails and you drop off into the abyss. So if you look at it that way, it's just one sin, because if you're going to lose your salvation because of sin, it wouldn't take a bunch. It would only take one.
Well, I had one guy tell me, text me the other day. We've been texting one another, and he said, I sent him a link, Dr. Walter Martin, and can you lose your salvation? And I sent that link to him. Mm-hmm. I don't think he even wanted to listen to the guy simply because he was called a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, doctor, and then he says, well, you know, did they call Jesus Dr. Jesus and all this stuff? And he just went on.
That kind of sounds like an excuse for not listening to something they don't want to hear.
That's the thing. People don't want to listen to what anybody else has to say about it. They just believe what they believe, and that's it.
Well, I had somebody tell me that eternal salvation is a lie from the pit of hell. And I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, they're implying then that what Jesus said when he said, I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, is of demonic origin, not divine. Is that what they're trying to say? Because, I mean, John chapter 10, verse 28, very clearly teaches eternal security. That's what I should have said. Eternal security is a lie from the pit of hell. That's what they said. And, well, there it is. I mean, that's eternal security right there. You can't get around that. Even something as simple as the Gospel of John chapter 3, you know, where people talk about, you know, probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, here it is, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that eternal security? Should not perish?
That's the answer.
Yeah. I mean,
God did not come into this world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved.
And look at the previous verses. Verse 14, starting there, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. There it is again. That's eternal security right there. You know, it just amazes me how much people want to reject this. Well, the reason they want to reject this is because they struggle with the idea of people committing sin after they got saved, because there are some people who try to teach that you know, when you get saved, you can go on and into sinless perfection and never sin again, which is not going to happen. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And so they're asking the same question. Do we have, is we just go ahead and sin? Do we have carte blanche to go out and sin as much as we want to? But they fail to remember that with the sin nature in our body, we're always caught in a battle. Remember where Paul talked about that in Romans chapter 7, remember? And I don't have time to get into it, you got less than 5 minutes, but encourage people to read Romans chapter 7, starting in verse number 15, down through the end of the chapter. He talks about the sin nature and the struggle between the sin nature that's in the flesh. That's why this flesh has to be changed before we go to be with the Lord in heaven. That's why in 1 Corinthians 15, it says that this corruptible puts on incorruption. That's why this body that we currently inhabit cannot be in the presence of God, because it's got a sin nature. It's contaminated with sin. And Paul was talking about the battle between that sin nature in the flesh and the inward man, the law of God after the inward man. That's because of the new spirit that's created in us, a new creature in Christ, when we put our faith in Christ as our Savior. And that new spirit is alive, and without that spirit is without sin. And so God speaks to us through the Spirit. And then, of course, we're a three-part being just like God. We're made in His image. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. The flesh, the body, is contaminated with sin and longs after the things of the world. The spirit is alive in Christ and longs after the things of God. And so with the mind, the soul, we have to make the decision, which am I going to listen to? And Paul talked about sometimes doing things that he shouldn't do and not doing things that he knew that he should do because of that battle that was going on. And that's why he said here in Romans chapter 6, as I was talking about in verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He answers the question, verse 2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Meaning we're dead to sin, why do we want to live in sin? We have a new nature in our spirit. We should be trying to avoid sin now. The flesh lusts after sin, but the spirit is against and wants to turn towards God. It's against the world, against the sin, against the sin that's in us in the flesh. And so one of these days, like Paul, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Well, Jesus Christ will. When that rapture takes place and we're caught up to be with Him, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, the Bible says this corruptible puts on incorruption. We're changed. We no longer have that sin nature. And that's exciting, isn't it?
And it's only by the grace of God that we're saved.
Exactly. And when we think about it, by the grace of God that we're saved, when somebody puts their faith in Christ as their Savior, the body does not change. We had this discussion, I believe, last Sunday night on the radio, the idea that some people teach that when you put your faith in Christ, Isaiah 53 says, by His stripes we're healed, somehow means that all your physical ailments, because they're a result of the curse of sin, are done away with. And yet, I've seen many people come to Christ, and I've yet to see somebody wearing glasses when they pray and they put their faith in Christ get up and say, I don't need glasses anymore.
Yeah. If we're completely healed, we don't need glasses.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen people get saved in the hospital bed, and I've not seen anybody jump up. You know, I've seen people on their deathbed get saved, and I've not seen any of them jump up and say, I'm healed, I'm in perfect health again. No, this body is not changed until later. The spirit becomes new in Christ. Our spirit is dead. The body is dying without Christ. When we put our faith in Christ, like you said, He changes us. Our spirit's made alive in Christ. Paul said, all things become new. And then, eventually, one day, when we hear that trumpet sound, this body is going to be made alive, a new body without a sin nature in Christ. And yeah, we have eternal security if we put our faith in Christ. So, hey, Terry, we got about 20 seconds left in the program, I think, or less. But thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it. And thank you to all of our listeners today. Hope you'll join us next time. God bless, and stay tuned.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.